This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 46 of bookcareers.com live. This episode is all about freelancing. With freelance staff essential to so many publishing projects, I thought it would be interesting to discuss what makes a good freelance with Melody Dawes, Managing Director of Just Content. Just Content are a leading publisher service provider specialising in educational and academic publishing, and freelancers are critical to their success. Hello, Melody. Would you like to tell us a bit more about Just Content?
Yeah, so we're a publishing services provider and we provide outsourcing solutions for publishers and for content providers, and that can be at any stage of the content development process. We're based in Braintree in Essex. We've been running for just over 6 years and we run a hybrid model, which means that we have an in-house team and a freelance workforce. So we can help with anything really, from the point of concept, idea and business case, market research, commissioning authors and writers, and all the way through the editorial stages. So, you know, development, editing, copy editing, proofreading, so on. And of course, we do design and typesetting as well. We're specialists in educational content, so we work with a number of leading publishers, with awarding organisations, training companies, and any organisation that might need some help with their content.
Great, thanks. So why are freelancers so important to your business?
Right, yeah, they are. They're really, really important because every single project that we work on, we'll look to allocate an individual or build a team with the best possible match in terms of the skills and experience for that project. And we take that approach every time, every project. So it means we provide an on-demand service. It's very agile. We get the right subject expertise, the right technical expertise. And without our freelance specialists, we couldn't be so agile in providing that best possible resource allocation for our clients.
That sounds fantastic. How do you recruit freelancers? What sort of skills are you looking for?
Many of our freelancers actually come to us recommended by others in our network. We have a really big network, and actually a trusted endorsement really helps go a long way when we're looking at working with new freelancers. Others apply via our website with their CV and get in touch that way. Lots of the people we work with on a freelance basis are actually people we've worked with in the past, so maybe in-house, or perhaps we've come across them on other projects. And really, we're looking for very experienced editors with really proven skills. We're equally happy with generalist editors and with subject specialists. It's really important for us to have access to a really wide range of skills and experience. And what we're looking for is freelancers who have the confidence and the experience to really deliver the quality we need at a reasonable pace. So in-house experience is often very helpful for many of our clients as well. And we often find that experienced freelancers who do have an in-house background can have a really good understanding of client requirements and ways of working.
That's great. What would you say makes a good freelancer?
Well, for us, a lot of it is about the skills and experience, as I just outlined, but also good communication is really vital, especially since an awful lot of communication these days with freelancers will be done over email. So those good communication skills are really important to everybody involved in a project. So is being flexible. So many of our schedules and projects, they slip and dates change, and it's through no fault of our own or our clients, really. So it helps when freelancers try to accommodate this. We know it's not always possible, but we're very grateful when our freelancers can make things happen despite shifting dates all over the place. Knowing when to ask questions and when to take a call themselves is something that we find really useful, when freelancers can manage that effectively. We need them to work autonomously, really, while keeping to briefs. So if they can do that, that's a really valuable freelance skill. And of course, it's vital that we don't get let down with deadlines. So time management and organisational skills are really important too.
That's great. You said skills and experience are key, but do you ever take on novice freelancers, people who are entry level, just starting out? Or do you have any words of advice to them as to how to get the kind of experience that you'd be looking for when you employ a freelancer?
We're unable to take on new editors, because our value add to our clients is that they can have access to really tried and tested freelancers. And everything I said about having those skills matched and the experience matched to the project. So that would be a bit in conflict for us for that model. But what we do is we sometimes work with editors that we've known and worked with in-house. So we do take on people who are new to freelancing. And that's less of an issue for us in terms of our content being very high stakes. But we would only do that if we were very confident that they could deliver. So it probably means that we've worked very closely with them previously and we have direct experience of their hands-on skills, even if it's from the other side of the fence. In terms of getting experience for those who are new to editing / new to freelancing, it would probably be good to look at some training skills, I think, help develop some of their editorial skills, but also potentially meet some useful contacts, which you can often do at face-to-face courses, maybe attend some events to just try and expand their network. So Book Machine do some very good practical events where it's easy to meet people from a range of roles in the industry, including other freelancers. But if an editor doesn't have any in-house experience, they might consider taking a temp role or securing a more junior editorial position. And that's going to help to hone their skills, but also to demonstrate to future clients that they do have the editorial skills that they would need to transition to a freelance career. Other than that, I would say have a look at the Society of Freelance Proofreaders and Editors. They're a really great organisation for freelancers, I think both new and experienced freelancers, and they'll have a lot of advice for anyone who's just starting out. I think they have events too. In terms of getting those early jobs, I would say be really careful not to overcommit whilst you're learning the ropes, because we always say at Just Content that we're only ever as good as our last job, and that's going to apply to a freelance individual as well. So it's much better to invest the time in getting first jobs right, meeting your deadlines, and generally building up trust with a new client. But it's like anything, I think the more you do it, the better you get at it, and you can build up your portfolio.
Thank you, Melody. That's really good advice. Do you have any final comments you'd like to make?
No, not really. Other than to say I would recommend people interested in freelancing to give it a try. I think there's massive benefits. It's all about work-life balance, but also to say it isn't for everyone. So giving it a try is probably a very good idea.
Okay. Thank you. And if any experienced freelancers want to work for Just Content, how do they get in touch?
They can email us at info@justcontent.co.uk and have a look at our website as well, which is justcontent.co.uk. There's lots of information on there, but we're always happy to hear from experienced freelancers and looking to expand our network. So please do get in touch.
Great. Thank you very much for your time. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.